My name's Bob, and I'm glad you guys are here tonight. Before making it all wound up, I want to give a big shout out to Jimmy Hoare in the front. And all those folks listening in tonight on the Disney Nerd Podcast.
The spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the Magic Worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 340 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? Welcome back to the show. This is Ed, and on this week's show, boy, you know what? It's about keeping our sanity. Helping me this week, we have Jimmy. Hey Jimmy, how's it going?
Of all the things I've lost, I missed my mind the most.
Well, hopefully we'll give you a hand on getting it back. Along with Jimmy, we have Sam. Hey, Sam, how's it going?
What is up, Ed? Keeping your sanity assumes you had it to start with, so I'm still looking.
Very true. Very true. We will see. And also we have Lisa. Hey, Lisa, how's it going?
And I'm just here trying to confirm whether or not Jimmy had a mind to begin with.
Well, that's a Mark Twain quote, so I can't take full credit for it.
Mm-hmm. There you go. But that's part of the process. We are at home quarantining in place, or at home in place still, as we go through this coronavirus situation. And what we wanted to do tonight is basically put together some of the ideas we've come up with on ways to keep ourselves sane.
Whew.
I'm just wondering if Jimmy found that quote on Tom Sawyer Island or not, if it's written somewhere. As soon as he said Mark Twain, I immediately went to Tom Sawyer Island, which put me right in the middle of the Magic Kingdom, and boom, there we are. That's how I keep my sanity. Everything goes back to the Magic Kingdom.
Or the Liberty Bell, which he's the narrator on the Liberty Bell.
Absolutely.
Sure, and I'm with you. And we're totally blowing off the American Experience. I mean, isn't that 50 minutes worth of Mark talking to us?
Adventure, yes.
It is. And now I am sad for all the times I slept through that.
Uh-huh. And for me, I went to the American Adventure. I was seeing him standing on top of
Statue of Liberty.
Lady Liberty.
That's
it. Yep.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's a great him doing that is really good. He's got some great quotes in that attraction too.
Oh, no doubt. The humility
and that's everything. Ed, that's part of the sanity check right there.
Well, I was going to say, we started out pretty good because one of the biggest things we've been doing have been watching old videos of the parks.
That's exactly it.
Old videos of the parks, and actually videos of the parks totally empty, have got my attention too. They seem to be surfacing every so often. We heard somebody in Disneyland broke in to the park. They couldn't wait.
I saw that.
Yeah.
And kind of, I guess, just keeping on the whole the news wire or the police wire. Did you hear about the guy down in Walt Disney World? Probably about a year ago, the whole process started. Somebody was stealing things from Disney World. Well, I think I just saw this past week where everything was returned, and he's, I guess, I'm not sure, going to jail or paying off his fines now.
I think he's going to jail.
He's going to jail.
Yeah, you're talking like the guy that was in Cranium Command, that type of thing?
Yep.
I'm blanking on the name.
Yeah. Well,
the animatronic.
Stolen, but this guy Ed's talking about stole a bunch of stuff from backstage of Haunted Mansion.
Oh.
Selling it on eBay.
Well, yeah, that's probably not the right
thing. Yeah, sell that on the black market. You don't sell that on eBay.
That's right. No way they can track it.
One of a kind stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
It was like thousands of dollars of stuff. I mean, if you can imagine something like a costume or something that goes on one of the audio animatronics on Haunted Mansion would sell for a ton of money on eBay.
Well, sure it would.
Now that brings up a good point. Do they still have those liquidators? Remember, it had to be like 10 years ago, there was a company that took all the old furniture and fixtures and anything that Disney World basically got rid of, and then they would resell it. Are they still around?
I've store that used to be there closed because I once went out of my way to go to it.
Yeah, they closed the physical store, but they still have the website, and a lot of their stuff goes on eBay. Well, I'm blanking on the name for some reason, but not too long ago I was on the site. And they got all kind of stuff, not just Disney stuff, but they do have a lot of Disney, like furniture and lamps and sconces and tables.
When mm-hmm. they refurbished the French Quarter, Angela bought the comforters from the bed.
Oh, that's cool.
I was able to get shower curtains and some bathroom accessories from the boardwalk when they refurbed, which is really cool.
Nice. Always thought about it, never really did it. Well, so basically what we're doing now is keeping busy, and internet hunts, that's out there. That's a big one. Now, before we even get too much in depth, are you guys still working?
I just went back to work last Wednesday.
Okay. And I know Lisa's in retail, so she's definitely working. Thank you, Lisa.
Absolutely. Yep.
Thank you. And I am working probably more than I had been, but it's working from home. I'm not traveling, which is what I usually would be doing. And in fact, I've missed a couple of conferences that would have put me in Orlando. But, you know, they didn't happen, and I didn't go. So
right. And I'm working at home also. And it's kind of funny because it does seem like I'm doing a lot more than I normally do, which is kind of an odd thing being at home doing that. However, it's kind of cool still to be working. So I'm really kind of happy about that. To keep occupied, we've been, just doing a lot of different things.
Yeah, I think from certainly – yeah, I said to somebody the other day, if this were, you know, if this had happened in the 1980s, it would be a completely different world. I'm so much more entertained now due to technology.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no doubt.
Just to step back just a second. Theme Park Connection.
Yep. I'm on the site now.
Oh,
cool. Just got that too.
It's the website that sells like the repurposed Disney furniture and stuff like that. Art.
Yeah. Although it's much more difficult to find stuff now. Because the store, I don't know if the store is still open there or not, but the eBay store is closed up.
Interesting. We'll put the link on the page.
Although it says there's a new store coming soon. I once traveled to the store, and it was interesting to go to, but it wasn't quite what I expected. I know they're famous for having resold the front of the monorail once upon a time.
I remember hearing something about one of the boats, too, but maybe it wasn't those guys. Yeah. Well, something to check out, definitely. Okay, so where were we going? Oh, the streaming. Yeah. So now, with all the streaming services, with the computers, the iPads, the TVs they share in the house, streaming has become a big thing. And the time, I guess. Throw that into there. Disney Plus, perfect timing for them. It could not be more perfect. And I've been definitely hitting everything Star Wars, hitting everything Marvel, hitting everything old Disney, too. I've been watching a bunch of the old Disney shows.
Yeah.
Have you done any of the Lego Star Wars stuff? I tried.
I can't. I've tried.
I couldn't. It didn't seem like anything I could do. I'd be interested in.
No, I've tried.
I've watched one or two, but they're. It's not the Clone Wars. Let's put it that way, right?
Yeah.
The story arcs aren't there. They're. I'd call them more short stories than anything. There's no arcs. There's no in-depth Star Wars canon revelations. Let's put it that.
Gotcha. And that's what I thought as well, but I didn't watch too much of it, so I figured I'd ask.
One of the coolest things I've seen recently was on the National Geographic part of it, the Jane Goodall documentary, which is mainly it's great documentary because it's about her more than it's really about the chimps or the animals. It's really her life story, and it's incredible. If you have a young girl or a, you know, teenager, definitely get her to watch this. This is definitely a woman empowering type of documentary. Jane Goodall was incredible. Did you know that Jane Goodall was not a scientist, had never gone to university, and was just basically picked for her non-knowledge of the scientific method?
Interesting.
Yeah. Lecky was the guy who started it. He ended up picking Jane Goodall just for that opportunity for her to go out into the wilderness because up till then, which is so unheard of, they never knew that chimpanzees had any type of tool making, language, that type of stuff. They were just animals. And he wanted somebody with no training. And from there, the documentary just explodes. It's great. You guys have any other favorites on Disney Plus or any of the other streams?
I personally have been spending my time, and I know I've made it pretty public while we've been doing the live show, is that I'm making my way back through the Marvel Cinematic Universe in order of release. I am to the Black Panther right now.
Cool. You're catching up then. You're almost there.
Yeah.
So where's that? There's 17, right?
Wow. Yes.
Holy is that crap. Right?
I think so. You can skip the Incredible Hulk.
Did you start with Blade?
With what?
Blade?
No, Blade's not part of that.
It's Marvel, though. Keep on going.
It's not in part of the Infinity Saga.
That's right.
So and if the Infinity Saga is 17, where's Black Panther? Is it 10? Is it?
Later.
I have no idea.
14.
I think, yeah, it's both.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're getting 13 towards or the
14. I'm pretty close.
That. Okay. Because they first introduced Black Panther in Captain America Civil War.
Okay.
And then he gets his own movie.
Yeah, so I had just wrapped Homecoming, Spider-Man Homecoming, and now I'm on to Black Panther. I will, on the other end of things from a Disney Plus perspective, with the kids being at home, I sat down and started perusing through some of the things that they did have on the National Geographic side, and I personally swear was a trip through the National Geographic part to see what we could watch together as a family. And it was one of those moments where I sat down in front of the TV and all of a sudden I looked around and nobody was with me. But I became obsessed with Continent 7.
Yeah, the Antarctica one.
Yes.
Yes.
So
that's a good one. Yep. That's another good one. I got up to the icebreaker breaking down. I'm on that episode.
Oh,
what's it called? Antarctica? Or you said
Continent 7. Yeah, Continent 7 or something like
Interesting.
That.
Interesting. Okay, I got to put that one on my list.
It's really good. It's like a documentary where you follow there are several countries that send scientists down to Antarctica, and you really follow, you know, a couple of different scientists and what they're doing, from just collecting soil to collecting and why they're doing it, trying to reach the sea bottom in order to see what global warming potentially could be doing and how long it'll take for London to flood. Like, those are the things that they're looking at, to as simple as the Coast Guard, you know, cutter that is breaking the ice in order to get supplies. Those things are the it's all different stories.
Mm-hmm. It's a really good one.
I've been rewatching Agent Carter.
Okay.
Ooh, that's next on my list.
That's good.
Where does it fall in the cinematic universe? Is it mixed into those 17 things somewhere, or is it outside of that?
If you include the series, you can mix it in just like you can
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay.
But you don't have to. You can skip over the movies and watch the series, or skip over the series and watch the movies.
Right.
Okay.
And just a real quick footnote, you mentioned how Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. You have to be careful, though, because if you're connecting the movies to the TV series, the Winter Soldier is very key to the TV series, because everything changes at the same time in both. It was a really, really revolutionary thing they did when the series was live on TV, where they finished the series, Winter Soldier opened, and it tied right into the series so that it continued on after that with the Winter Soldier storyline. It was great.
So is there somewhere, I know you could probably find a list of, here's the 17 movies in the order to watch them in. Is there one that interweaves Agent Carter and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. into that same thing?
Yes.
That'd be pretty interesting.
Yes, there is a list that you tell you that includes Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Agent Carter is a spinoff of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, I was going to say that could almost stand by itself, couldn't it?
Yeah, well, it does. And it takes place after the first Captain America movie, which was what, in the 20s?
40s.
Mm-hmm. So it happens after Steve Rogers goes, after that. And then it tells her story, how she went from the military to an SSR agent.
Yeah,
and
she's
explained the if you remember in Agent S.H.I.E.L.D., I forgot what it's called, the that black matter.
Yes.
Oh, the
negative
mutant
energy, if you will.
Yeah. It does explain that and the where it came from in the second season of Agent Carter.
A second season? Ooh, I got to investigate that. I didn't think I got to think about that. Okay, very cool.
So I ask these questions on behalf of all of our listeners that are just like me going, I don't know what they're talking about. So if you're a listener out there and you're good with that, let me know. Sam at the Disney Nerds.
Finally, a subject I know more than Sam.
And I will ask the questions and claim no knowledge whatsoever.
I've been telling Sam forever. He's
gonna I know.
I think when he does, I think once he dips his toe into the pool.
It's possible.
Oh, he could fall right into the deep end.
My issue is the Star Wars stuff just keeps coming. And by the way, I have invested in a subscription to Marvel Unlimited, which is unlimited Marvel comic books. And I am so deep into Star Wars 2015. I got to be like on comic book number 50. And I had no idea there were more than 50 comic books that sort of fill the gap between A New Hope and Empire Strikes Back. And I'm like, this is just crazy.
Oh, there's plenty out there. There is plenty out there.
And that's the comic books, right, Ed? And I know you're into the novels. And so I just keep going down that path. And I don't think there's room in my mind for any Marvel.
Oh, there is.
I tell you what,
Sanity.
Though. If you had to see one Marvel movie standalone and really to get into the series, Thor Ragnarok. All right.
Oh, you'll really like Ragnarok.
That's what I'm saying. Because I've said this on the show before. I did watch Guardians and Guardians 2.
Oh, yeah. Guardians 2, definitely. Because
those were standalones. And because I think it was Jimmy that said, oh, yeah, you can watch those. You don't have to understand anything else. And he was right. I really enjoyed those movies. Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah. Now, if you start watching the rest of them, though, the way it ties in is fantastic. But they are standalone, too. So you can – they're all – I think for the most part, all of them are standalone movies. It's just better when you understand it all together. And
sure. Yes and no. Because some of them definitely tie in together. But you're right.
They can make better sense. I'll tell you, I did see Winter Soldier before I saw the first Avenger. I think the Winter Soldier is what got me into – actually, I know for a fact Winter Soldier is what got me into really being invested in Marvel.
Well, that is one of the strongest movies, definitely.
It's a great movie. You know, I think all three of the Captain America movies are great movies, because Captain America Civil War, which is odd because it's called Captain America Civil War. It's almost an Avengers movie,
right? It's an Avengers movie. Sure. Yeah.
They're all pretty much present in that movie.
Right. Definitely. Have you seen anything else outside of the major things that kind of stick out? One other show for the National Geographic before we get away from it I want to point out was Drain the Oceans. That's another great one.
Oh, that's great. Titanic, watch that. That's
and there's good ones because they have, like Sam just mentioned, they have specific ones like the Titanic or D-Day or things like that. Specific.
Alcatraz. I saw the Alcatraz one.
Right. Phenomenal. That was a good one. But they have general ones, too, just around the world and things like that. Very, very cool.
I have one for you on the National Geographic topic. And it's actually on Lisa where my youngest was interested in it, which made it even cooler. It is One Strange Rock. It's hosted by Will Smith, and it's all about Earth from an astronaut's point of view and the way that they see the world after returning from being in orbit for however many days. And it's multiple part series, and it is really good at getting the perspective of what it's like to be an astronaut and look at One Strange Rock, right, the Earth, and then when you come back down and just how it changes you. And I would recommend that.
I'll have to put that on my list.
It's really good. Yeah. And it's Will Smith, too, which makes it even better.
My youngest, who really wants to be an astronaut. So
this will absolutely be right up their alley. And it's I think I'm on the third or fourth episode, and it's really good. And, yeah, it's produced excellently.
If you guys have not, especially Lisa and Ed, if you have not seen Assembling a Universe on Disney Plus.
Oh, is that the making of documentary?
This is a Marvel documentary on how started. So it's a documentary. So you could watch that, Sam, without any context. But it gives you a peek into – I mean, it goes back to Stan Lee but it goes back to when they made the first Iron Man movie and how
– I may have watched that.
It's really cool.
I may have watched it. It was recommended after I watched the Star Wars, like kind of behind the scenes of the first trilogy.
They talked about Blade, and Blade was one of like the you know, one of the first really popular comic book movies.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff. Okay, guys, what are you doing around the house? I mean, I've got my garage cleaned. I've got my shed cleaned. I'm working on the attic right now. How are you guys doing?
The other day, he's like, what you up to? I'm rearranging my attic. I said, boy, you've got to be bored.
Dude, I am not going up there.
I have found some amazing things. You've got to go through this.
You moved.
I found a book I put together in 2005 for a trip we went to Disney World. And it's a binder, and there's many pages in this thing, and I actually spent time putting it together. I think I might kind of somehow scan it or make it digital because, wow.
So along those lines, Ed, and I know you brought it up to us outside of the show, but I want to bring it up here. Looking through your attic, is this where you found some of the ceramic tiles for the project that you're working on, which is really cool?
That was actually going through the garage, but close enough. Okay. One of the things I started doing was a little bit of a little mosaic, little tiles, basically putting together. We'd done a lot of puzzles, and this is almost kind of close to that, but I'm just trying to match the picture.
It's like what they did in Cinderella's castle, right? They broke the ceramic tiles, and they assembled those beautiful mosaics that you see there at a much smaller scale, clearly. But Donald Duck, that's cool.
Oh, sure. And bathroom tiles are like a buck a piece, and there are any color in the rainbow. So you basically have like a really big palette. And I take a hammer to them and take a chisel to the smaller pieces and you fit them together. Hopefully by the time I post the show, I'll have this done and I'll show y'all what it looks like. The grouting might take the longest part though.
I could see that because they're not even.
Well, just going out and getting the grout, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah, that's another story too.
You have to leave the house for that.
Yeah, I haven't done that. It feels like I haven't done that in a long time.
You could probably order that on Amazon Prime.
True. I have a hard time having heavy stuff shipped through the mail, though. But
I had Chewy show up with some cat litter the other day, and I really felt bad for the postal worker.
Right.
Leo, cat litter not too long ago off of Prime.
Yeah, you can do that.
I thought you meant Chewbacca showing up, and I was like, what?
No, I'm sorry. Chewy.com. Yeah, Chewy would be cool.
I was like, wow, Sam, you really are Star Wars like bound.
That'd be cool.
Star Wars, you had Chewy delivered?
I did. That's awesome.
So the pets are dealing with it. You guys, how are they doing dealing with you guys 24/7 now?
I think that's the question, Ed. Yes. My felines in the house are definitely looking at us like, when are you leaving? You've been here too long.
Starting to look at you strange.
Mm-hmm. Can you leave?
Now I know Jimmy picked up a new hobby, hat collecting.
Hat collecting? Tell me about it, Jimmy.
Oh, helmet collecting?
Oh, that's helmet. Right. Helmet collecting.
Yeah, I've got Sam on that.
I have one. I have the Darth Vader Black Series, and I did see that Boba Fett is coming soon, and it is circled. Like, yes, I'm going to need that.
Yep. A couple live shows ago, Sam showed off his Darth Vader helmet. Wow, that was incredible. Almost like the real Darth Vader helmet in a couple pieces.
Yeah. I did indeed. In fact, I'm walking over to grab it for 1 second because I finally put the batteries in it.
To ask you.
Nice.
All right, that's it. That's what the batteries do inside of it. It's awesome.
<That's> enough. Very cool.
Yeah, I picked up the Luke Skywalker X-Wing helmet. That was the first one I got.
Which is really cool. And I like it a lot, Jimmy. I do.
It's really cool. And then I also have the incinerator trooper from Mandalorian, which is basically a regular Imperial trooper helmet but it's got like the bottom is red and it's got a red stripe that comes up the middle. Mm-hmm. My head's too big for it. It doesn't fit well.
See, I'd be afraid if I got the Boba Fett, the same would happen.
The Vader fits me.
Well, that's also, I bet that's going to be different than the other two helmets because of the way it goes on. Because you're putting the top part on, kind of like the guy from what was the spoof on Star Wars? Spaceballs.
Spaceballs, yeah.
That's
yeah.
Kind of
when Sam just put the top on his head.
It looks like Dark Helmet. Yeah.
just like Dark Helmet.
In fact, I can move my head and it kind of flips down like they do. Best part of that. So there's in fact, my son and I had this conversation and he never saw Spaceballs. And I don't know what streaming platform it's on, but it's got to be somewhere because we are watching that this weekend.
Oh, dude, it's worth.
Because I'm like, dude, Pizza the Hut? And he goes, what are you talking about? I'm like, what? How bad am I for him never seeing this? Even introducing him to Mel Brooks?
Barf.
Like, wow.
You definitely start him out on Blazing Saddles.
May the Schwartz be with you.
May the Schwartz be with you.
You got to see the real you got to make sure you see uncut Blazing Saddles. That to me was like a novelty about maybe 2 years ago. I finally saw the uncut version.
I don't know that I ever saw uncut.
Oh, it's great. It's incredible.
Wait, I was kidding. You probably don't want to watch that with your youngest son.
No, not at all.
Well, no, I was talking about my oldest, actually.
Yeah. Nick. So, yeah,
which is why I really felt like, oh, man, are you serious? We never watched this together?
Yeah, no, that's classic.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
That's a favorite.
It's probably $10 on Amazon Prime for – I mean, it's worth buying.
I don't wonder. Well, so between Amazon Prime – I might even have the DVD, to be honest, from like a long time ago.
Probably do.
It might be in my collection somewhere. So it's Lisa, on Stars, apparently.
Lisa, what are you and the family been doing?
Might have to get that.
Oh, hey, sorry about that. They were running special for Stars, $25 for 6 months.
That ain't bad at all. Everybody's got a special.
And which is great because I've heard some really good things about Outlander, and there's a couple other shows on Stars. Black Sails is pretty good.
Yeah, I recommend Black Sails.
It's on Hulu.
That's Pirates,
I think.
Yeah, it's Pirates, and I've watched some of the first season, and it's definitely not something you can watch with your children, no matter how old they are. It would just be awkward.
We'll finish up with streaming, but I got – what was the one? I finished Rick and Morty. I watched the entire Rick and Morty's 3 seasons, and 4 is now, like, I guess, coming on TV live. But that was incredible. I know what the plushes mean now, the Pickle Rick and stuff like that. You see those in the stores all the time.
Don't understand any of it.
There is Mr. a Mises. Spaceballs animated series.
What?
On Prime from 2008.
Get out of here.
The pilot is The Schwartz Strikes Back.
Oh, crap. Well, we're definitely watching that as soon as we get done recording. Yeah, wait, maybe we're done.
It goes up to 15 episodes.
Very cool. I have to look for it.
And Mel Prime? Brooks, Spaceballs, the animated series. Nice. All right. It's on Hulu.
There's a making of. There's a making of documentary out there also, making of Spaceballs. It's great to watch. Mel Brooks talking about they got full carte blanche from George Lucas on doing this. The only thing they couldn't do was produce any type of swag afterwards. No toys, nothing like that. During the movie, all you get from them is all the lunchboxes and the T-shirts and all the paraphernalia you could sell. You have it in the movie because they couldn't really sell it in real life. It's like a running gag the entire movie.
There's nothing better in that movie than when they put the Spaceball movie in.
Oh, yes. right.
And they fast forward to
the now.
They
are. It's now.
This is now.
This is now.
Well, fast forward to the viewpoint.
See how it ends.
Now. There's a couple other parts that are my favorites that we can't talk about.
Right.
Still hilarious.
This whole ship is full of. Never mind.
There's a big jar of jam that flops across.
A lot of good stuff out there.
Is this part of losing your sanity right here? At least I'm losing it with you guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah.
That's what it is. That's the friend.
Amazing.
Lisa, what's your family been doing? What kind of crafts? Or what you've been cooking or anything? Or what's been keeping you guys busy? You're so
Legend
close to Disney.
Animal Crossings.
What is Animal Crossings?
For us, it's been puzzles. We are a big puzzling family to begin with, so we've put together several puzzles. But we spend a lot of our time playing Villainous, which if you haven't gotten into if you've got a family, it really as many as you want can play, depending upon how many expansion packs you have. But an average game with me and the 3 kids could take somewhere around 2.5 hours. It is a lot of fun, very entertaining, not bored at all, and they're great games to have. And we just busted out another – I just picked up another expansion pack that has Cruella de Vil in it. The worst thing about it is that they fight over which villain they want to be.
So is this like a Dungeons & Dragons? What would you compare this to? I've not heard of it.
It's really tough to describe, but you pretty much get to choose a villain that you wish to be out of the pack that you're looking at. So we've got the big pack has 6 villains. Then I have 3 expansion packs, which have 3 additional villains each. So I have a grand total of 15 villains. And Ian, for example, loves to be Hades. So he will take his Hades icon and he gets everybody gets a board, just a small fold out board in front of them with an objective. And your goal is to complete your objective before anybody else completes their objective on their board. Now, there are ways to interfere with somebody else's objective and a way for them to interfere with your objective with heroes from that particular movie. So, for example, if it's Hades, then the hero would be Hercules or Phil or, you know.
I forgot about Phil.
Zeus.
Was Phil Danny DeVito?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So somebody else can draw cards from their hero deck and interfere with them completing their mission. It's a lot of fun, and you go around the room, and if it depends upon how far away you are from somebody. If you kind of just stay to yourself and not really interfere with people and people don't pay attention to you, especially if you have kids in the room, it doesn't take very long for me to be like one move away from winning and them all fighting with each other. So that takes up a lot of time, and that's a lot of fun. And it's something that I tripped over. Somebody said to me, oh, you've got to get this game. And ever since I've gotten it, it has been something that we can all do together. And once you learn, it's challenging to learn at the beginning. So yes, maybe Dungeons and Dragons is probably a good way to describe it. But a Disney version and a lot of fun and a good way to get kids of all ages and adults of all ages. I had a group of adults that told me about it. I sat down with my kids and showed them a YouTube video, because that's what kids are all into right now is YouTube videos. So I showed them the YouTube video because it's so much easier than reading the directions. As a matter of fact, you open up the directions and they say, refer to this YouTube video.
Yeah, that makes it. All right. That's cool.
So you watch the YouTube video, which you can pull up, you know, if you wanted, you know, as soon as you're done listening to this podcast, and you can see how it's played. And if it's something that interests you, I highly recommend getting the board game. The 6-pack comes with everything that you need. The 3-packs come with everything that you need in order to play the 3-packs. However, I recommend starting with the 6-pack. It's more options. But you can be Scar. You could be the Evil Queen.
Well, not if they pick it first.
I tell them I'm not, you know, I usually let my kids pick
right.
who they want me to be. And then, so you're like, okay, you can decide who I'm going to be. And they always, for me, pick Dr. Isabel will always tell me I have to be Dr. Facilier because he's challenging the play. He has to play with a live deck and a dead deck. So it's kind of different. It's a very interesting game.
So are these all classic Disney characters? I mean, is this a recent game? Is it Pixar? Is it just Disney?
It's just Disney. And I think just about all the classic villains that you can think of are part of it at this point in time, from Ursula to Captain Hook to even Radigan from Oliver and Company.
Oh, wow. That's an obscure one right there.
So they dig a little deep. Yzma from Emperor's New Groove, which just had an anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Who's the villain in Pocahontas? I can see him.
Smith. No, not Smith. The other guy.
Captain begins with an R. He's not one of the people.
Okay.
Radcliffe, right?
Radcliffe or Radcliffe or something.
That's it. Yeah.
Is it? Okay.
He is not. And neither is...
Well, that's stretching now for a villain.
The villain from Mulan. But they keep on coming out with the expansion packs. Like I said, Cruella de Vil is in this most recent expansion pack.
Oh, last nice. Pack was
Scar. Oh, crap. Another collecting type thing? Here we go.
It's a lot of fun. Prince John is one of the villains in the original pack. Like
from Robin Hood.
Sure.
Yeah, just... and for him, you need to collect 20, you know, coins. You need to start your turn with 20 coins and you've won. That's your objective, to collect as much money as humanly possible, which makes sense. That's exactly what he was all about.
Yep.
Yeah.
But there are cards in that other people can draw on you that cost you money, take money away from you.
Lisa told me that it wouldn't be hard to adapt us to a drinking game.
Oh, not at all.
Isn't that... I'm trying to think of something that I could not adapt into a drinking game, and I can't think anything.
Yeah, that's a tough one not to.
We can turn this show into a drinking game every time I interrupt somebody. And would
every time you hear the
I'd be unconscious right now.
Yeah. Every time Sam brings up a Star Wars reference.
I apologize. Red 5 standing by.
So it is. It's a lot of fun. I highly recommend it. I know I went on a bit of a diatribe. It is one of those things that if you get an opportunity, check out the YouTube video. It's and yes, Jimmy. You and Kim and Ian and Michelle would absolutely have a blast playing that game.
I'm already looking at it on Target, damn it.
But speaking of which, and Lisa, you started this whole thing with puzzles. Target is the best Disney puzzle place anywhere, by the way. Which all is, the good puzzles are there.
Yep. Yep. So there's and that's right now the puzzles I'm working on are puzzles that are from the Villainous games. Each character right now from the main pack has their own puzzle.
I have seen villain puzzles going around. And I was wondering about that. They actually were. It said Villainous for it. And it was how about that? Tie-in. Yep. More collectible stuff.
That's what I am putting together right now. And it actually comes with an extra game piece, which each of my kids is trying to claim.
Sure. Which one is it? The latest puzzle?
It's the Villainous puzzle. I mean,
what puzzle is it?
Oh, Queen of Hearts is what I'm putting together now.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
I have a Prince John one that's ready to go afterwards, and we just finished an Evil Queen one.
Prince John would be nice. Very cool. Very, very cool.
Queen of Hearts is cool.
A lot of red.
Lots of red.
We're doing a lot of puzzles. Not too many Disney puzzles right now, but we're doing a lot of puzzles, too.
We don't talk about those because this is a Disney podcast.
I have still – so Star Wars reference, drink, have my Star Wars Weekends puzzles that I've been looking at, but I still haven't opened them. I got like 4 or 5 years worth of them.
Wow.
You know what I have is and I haven't opened the box, but it's the Star Wars puzzles. It's the four puzzles that look like Disney attraction posters.
Yes.
Yes.
I know what you mean. I have that too.
That'd be frameable. We have the 3D puzzles. We have Cinderella's Castle. We have the Orient Express and one other that we haven't braved yet.
Well, we built Cinderella's Castle a long time ago. I do recall that. Mm-hmm. It's fun. It's fun.
Was that a puzzle or the Legos?
It's a puzzle.
No, you're talking puzzle that it's three dimensionals and you build the castle with puzzle pieces.
They're foam pieces. So the one side has the picture of the whatever the piece is and the back of it's like foam. It's like maybe a quarter inch or an eighth inch thick. Okay, so what else are we doing to keep sane, guys?
I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Dreamfinder Radio.
Oh, no doubt. That definitely works out well. Somebody just mentioned how they heard a couple songs on Earth Day that just were perfect.
I think Morgan said that.
Yeah.
That's good.
But definitely check out Dreamfinder Radio, guys. If you're a little bored and just need some background music for when you're cleaning that garage or cleaning that attic or mowing the lawn.
Mowing the lawn. That's starting to happen here, Ed. You know that. Oh, I've been
horrible,
digging lots of holes, planting, removing some shrubs and things like that. It's
just been a little chilly up here. I'm ready for the spring to get a little warmer. We're good.
Yeah, I'm hearing people talk about how warm it is, and it's a little chilly outside.
Florida, how you doing down there?
For me, well, when I'm not grossly injuring myself.
How is the ankle, by the way?
It was both of them. And one of them is almost 100% recovered and the other one is close behind.
Good to hear.
But I'm up and mobile and running around and doing stuff. And back on what I call the Florida social distancing activity, which is golfing. Right now, I golf as often as I possibly can at Walt Disney World.
I was going to say, that's like the only thing open right now.
It is. And it's not. And it's funny. I've learned a lot while I've been out. You know, I played at Magnolia this past weekend. We've been playing at Lake Buena Vista, which butts up against Old Key West and Saratoga Springs several times. We've played there. And I learned pretty quickly that they are not Disney cast members.
It's run by a third party.
It's run by the Arnold Palmer company.
Interesting.
Is that why it's still open, though? Or is it just the general – the?
I would venture a guess that it was, if it were run by Disney, it would probably still be open given the fact that you have the ability to do that.
Yeah.
But it was something that I learned. I didn't know that they – I didn't know that it wasn't a Disney thing.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting. And, you know, that that it makes sense because, like, the boat rentals and stuff like that aren't Disney employees, I don't think.
I was just about to say that. I didn't think so. But
that used to be Sammy Duvall, but they moved out. Right.
Yeah, Sammy Duvall moved out. Now I actually think the recreation might actually be
– they are now.
Disney. But yes, it was it kind of threw me for a loop. I thought, well, I've, you know, but it makes sense to me now that I think about it. So when I go to make my reservations, my tee times online, it says it right there. It's Arnold Palmer. So
it's kind of cool.
How hard was it to get tee times? Is it crowded or?
You can walk up and get a tee time, except for the weekends. Weekends, we played at Magnolia, which is over by Shades of Green. On last Sunday, and it was busy. And that course has the Palm and the Magnolia, which are 18 hole courses, and then the walking course, which is the Oak Trail course, and the driving range and the putting greens. So it was like you were parking on the grass. It was busy.
Right.
Now I walked up to Lake Buena Vista over at Saratoga Springs and gotten a tee time.
Nice. Never would have thought of that. Never would have
It's been fantastic. It's been fun to be on Disney property, doing something outdoors, still seeing, you know, Mickey is, it certainly does something for the soul.
Sure.
You know, that piece of it, I never thought in a million years would be something that I would be, fiending for, but I consider myself incredibly lucky that that's something that I can do.
Yeah, no doubt. That's great.
The only other thing that I have been doing, and it kind of came out of a Great Depression, is what I've been telling people, is I've been doing this Total Request live show on Sunday nights. and
do we have a name? Jimmy, do we have a name?
No, we need to pick a name.
Oh, the DJ name. Did you go through the list yet? Did anybody come up with something good?
Yeah, there's a bunch of good stuff. We just got
a lot of good stuff. I like LSD or LCD.
Good Lord.
DJ Lisa Lisa DJ. That's her initials, Ed. That's why it's so good.
Yeah.
We were talking about it on last Tuesday, and she's like, "I think I have the name." I'm like, "No, you're not picking your own name."
I get no choice in this.
She was trying to cop out. She's trying to find us.
At this point, I said to them last Tuesday that I'm probably going to just have to suck it up and start every week with It's a Small World, because it is the first request I get every time, and it's only because I'm being tormented, so I might as well just suck it up and let it happen.
Right. Okay, guys, now real quick, so you know what we're talking about. Lisa's been doing live music on Facebook, so she's basically doing our live show on a different night. This past Sunday was her night. Do you have a specific night or just whenever you feel the need?
Right now, I think I do it every Sunday night. I started it at 7:15 the first week, 7:30 the second week. I'm going to try to go a little earlier at 7 o'clock because I got the boot both weeks at around 8:20.
Yep, and what she's doing is taking requests, basically. Tune into our Facebook page and the live show and basically request the music, and she'll do her best to get it on the online, on the air.
Are there different versions of It's a Small World? Sure. Like, can you get the French version and the... Because that would be good.
Yes, it's called the attraction audio.
Yeah, you would hate that even more.
it just fosters the problem.
Yeah, that's awesome. I got one. So I am working on a video that's been compiling now for almost 18 hours. Ready for this? And you guys are going to love this. 3.5 hours of The Fountain of Nations.
You've been talking about this for a while.
It's compelling right now. So what I did.
Glad you're putting it together.
back. And this is going to be one of those things you just – the beginning of it, I got a little history and a little stuff of what's going on. And it's kind of cool because they had a circus at Disney World once upon a time, and the elephants actually broke the Fountain of Nation, which is the only time they had to refurbish it, which is a whole nother story for another day. But I set up the tripod, set up a camera, faced it to the Fountain of Nations, and let it run that long to the point where it ran through Illuminations, Reflections of Earth. And I just let it go. I didn't turn it around. So, and it was funny because Disney's cast member at one point came up to me and said, hey, you know, the fireworks are that way. And I said, I get it. I understand. And then I told them what I was doing kind of out of the shot of the camera. And they're like, oh, yeah, you're right. You should do that. But you can see the reflection and you can hear it because the fountain stops and the lights go down on Spaceship Earth and Reflections of Earth plays in the background and you can hear it and you know where it is in the music. You can hear the countdown and the fireworks. And then towards the end, it lights up as the globe and it starts spinning and they play that exit music and then just people start leaving past you. And I let it run the whole time. Nice. And it's just looking at it. It's like, dang, that's I miss it. We all miss it. It's gone now.
Yeah, I know. I look forward to that. That should be pretty good. Guys, we've been putting videos out on the Disney Nerds Podcast YouTube channel, and definitely go out and check out Sam's Disney Diary YouTube channel. There are some incredible videos out there.
Thank you, Ed.
Lisa, if this June trip does happen, I think I'm going to bring my clubs with me.
I would recommend it. I don't know what else you'll be able to do.
Exactly.
Well, we don't know. So
we don't know yet.
Yep.
But even if the parks are open, I think I'm still going to bring my clubs, and maybe me and you can squeeze around in.
I'm always willing to play golf.
Do they have clubs to rent?
Yes, they do.
Is that still an option right now to rent? Or I thought the clubhouses were closed.
You know, that's a good question. And I'm not aware of whether or not they'll do club rental right now.
I'd say you don't even
I'll
go.
I'll have to ask them. I'm certain I'm going to be there.
They could put it in your cart before you got the cart, right?
Oh, okay.
Because am I right that the clubhouse is closed? So it's not like you can go in and buy balls or buy tees or buy
whatever
you want.
I can buy merchandise. That's all.
Oh, okay. All right. Good. Good. I thought it wasn't. That's cool.
If the trip does happen, I'm flying Southwest, so I think a club set is just considered one bag, right?
I'm not exactly sure.
Yes, it absolutely is.
Yeah, so I can count that as one of my bags.
If I'm going, I might be driving. I'm not sure. And you know what? We should end this with there are so many rumors out there of what's going on and what's going to happen. And until we hear from Disney, it's all just rumor. Nobody knows.
The only thing we heard for sure, the only thing we saw that's definite, they're showing pictures from Shanghai Disney.
Yeah.
Where they're showing the way they're repainting lines and distancing in that way. And China's like a month ahead or whatever us. Yeah. So. Jimmy and I have both have trips first week of June. Sam,
I do too.
Also, and we're still waiting to hear for the definitive what they're going to do.
I have hotel rooms booked as you guys do. I'm staying between the Swan and the Boardwalk, and it's still there right now. And we'll see what happens as it gets closer.
What dates are you planning to be there?
That first week, if I remember right, Jimmy, without jumping into it, getting there the 6th.
Saturday. I was able to move my reservation to the Boardwalk.
Oh, nice.
Now I come in on Friday, so Friday and Saturday night I actually have to stay somewhere else because that wasn't.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, yeah.
On Sunday, I'll check into the Boardwalk for the
rest.
That's
awesome. That's awesome. I'll be in the DVC wing. You'll be on the other side, and that's perfect. Unless you're staying with points, then that's even better.
No, I'm staying with points.
Nice. Then we could be right by each other.
Yeah.
In fact, the two bedrooms at Boardwalk aren't two bedrooms. They just give you two connecting rooms for DVC. Oh. Yeah, if you get a one-bedroom suite, but if you get a two-bedroom suite, there is no such thing. They just connect the rooms.
Interesting.
Another show for another day.
Yep.
That's cool.
Okay, guys, so what are you doing to keep sane? Let us know, because I think we're going to need some extra things to start doing.
Yes.
Give us an email. Jimmy, tell everybody how to get in touch with the show.
You can email us at questions@thedisneynerdspodcast.com and email us individually at Ed@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, Jimmy@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, etc. You can send us a message on Facebook to the page, The Disney Nerds Podcast. Join our group, Disney Nerds, Instagram @thedisneynerdspodcast, and Twitter @thedisneynerds. Make sure to check out
the website, www.thedisneynerdspodcast.com, and watch the live stream every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time.
Okay, guys, so that's it for show number 340 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Thanks for sticking around with us and listening in, and we hope that this whole thing ends very, very soon. Otherwise, I don't know how many more things I can keep doing.
We'll see you next week either way, right?
Definitely we will. You're going to see us next week through the podcast. Definitely check us out on the live show like Jimmy just mentioned. I'm also doing a lot of extra podcasts, more sounds from the parks than I've done in the past. So definitely check us out for that. Great to just kind of fade away and listen to those rides.
Ed, there's no better way to pass the time than listening to Disney World attractions or being there just walking around. So thank you. And there's so much in the archive of the Disney Nerds Podcast that you guys could listen to just keep you going when you're cutting the grass or when you're doing something to put yourself in a queue for an attraction that we so long to be in right now.
Yeah, no doubt.
Whenever I go to watch a YouTube video, I typically will while I'm watching, and I'll typically broadcast it on the Disney Nerds Podcast Facebook page. So make sure you like the page.
Yeah, that's definitely. Right. We're doing all these different things live. We're doing a lot of recordings. We're doing a lot of things basically to keep ourselves busy and to hopefully keep you guys entertained because we're getting through this together. Okay, guys. So for Jimmy, Sam, Lisa, this is Ed, and we're the Disney Nerds, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Guaharini.
So long, everybody.
Kongaloosh.
Sorry.